July 23, 2024, 9:35 p.m. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to episode 2 of the Don't Have a Name for My Show, but I Will Soon Show. It's your boy Carlos, or Los, or Carlitos, or whatever you call me. I appreciate y'all tuning in this episode. Appreciate y'all locking in for this episode. I just want to give a little thank you to the people who tuned in last episode. I've got really good feedback, which kind of surprised me because me and Tony didn't have anything planned that episode. Also, shout out Tony real quick, bro. Appreciate you stopping by and just coming on the episode with me. It means the world, and I'm glad people got to hear your voice. And hopefully they'll continue to hear this voice on the episode you come back. Yeah, guys, thank you again if you listened to the first episode. I didn't have a plan for that one. And the feedback was just like, kind of like, it just felt nice that somehow my friends enjoyed it when I really thought it was just me and Tony rambling. Fun fact, I didn't promote it. I didn't post it. I didn't tell people who follow me on social media about it. I literally only sent the link of the pod to 7 people, and somehow almost 50 people ended up listening to it. And it wasn't even 50 people, 10, and they just watched it 5 times. It was 50 different devices tuned in and listened. So I'm honestly really grateful for that. It's kind of scary because I didn't promote it and I only sent the link to 7 people. But nevertheless, I just want to say thank you. You know, if it made you crack a smile or anything, that was my goal. And if we could bring light to my Father, my Lord and Savior, you know, even better. Let's see. I'm looking at my notes app real quick because that's what I have this episode's I guess you call it run sheet. And it says, let people know I don't have a plan and that this is just a solo episode. So, yeah, if you didn't catch it, I have nothing planned and I have no guests on this episode. It's just me. So, I mean, let's see where this goes. This hopefully is one of the last episodes where I don't have anything too planned. The only reason it turned out that way is because scheduling conflicts, and I want a different friend of mine on an episode and where we can talk about said topics that I do have coming up. I do have topics planned in my phone. This is just I haven't posted in a while. I want to be consistent, and it's just a lot of scheduling conflicts with my friends right now because they're all busy with their jobs and their own lives. So you get a solo episode today, and let's just see where it goes, man. What do I got next? Fun questions. This segment of the show where we just talk about where I answer a little lighthearted questions. See if y'all agree with me, call me stupid, say I'm weird or goofy, how I answer said questions. All right, let's dive into number one. Do you prefer FaceTime, text, or a regular call? Now, I feel like this is a no-brainer, right? FaceTime, text, or regular call. So let's change up the question a little bit. If you only had to FaceTime, text, or regular call going forward, which one would you choose? If you're watching this episode and you're a friend of mine or you consider yourself a friend of mine, I would hope that you know that I would choose FaceTime. I just feel like FaceTime is the clear choice here. Texting is cool and I get it, but I feel like a FaceTime is a little more I don't even know how to describe it. It's a more intimate way of talking to someone. I can say a joke. I can text you the point of something hey, I'll be at your house in 10 minutes. But if I FaceTime you yo, I'm in your house in 10 minutes. I feel like a FaceTime, you can just get more cool information that you wouldn't have got on a text message. Oh, hey, I'll be at your house in 10 minutes. That's just a regular text. But if you FaceTime someone, hey, I'm about to be at your house in 10 minutes. Guess who I just saw? Or, hey, bro, do you think I should stop for gas? Or, like, bro, are you actually ready? Or are you going to make me wait? You know what I'm saying? I just feel like you can get more information. Your tone can be understood. Like, I just feel like FaceTime is a superior option. I don't want to keep rambling, but if you don't think that, please start to think that. And I don't know. Text me what y'all think or what you would choose. Question two. What character from a movie, book, or show do you relate to the most and why? I like wrote these questions down, but like I didn't even like think about it. I was just speaking to a friend of mine last night, actually, and we were talking about Zuko from Avatar The Last Airbender, which is maybe one of the greatest shows ever made. I would say Zuko. And why? He's just I feel like he's meant to be a relatable character, but he is just a young guy growing up with a lot of expectations, and he puts a lot of pressure on himself, which I feel like I do. And he is constantly battling like good versus evil all the time, and like every choice he makes. Like internally, he's just always having like the good fighting the bad, which I feel like is all of us with like our flesh and our spirit. But the part that kind of makes me relate to him a lot is like he always, at least for a majority of the show, always just somehow ends up making the wrong choice or like the wrong decision or choosing the wrong thing, the wrong side, the wrong team, like the wrong anything. Like it just, it could be a 50-50 shot and he just always seems to hit the wrong answer, the wrong button, the wrong, like he take the wrong footsteps. And I honestly feel like that's me, that it's like, bro, how did I get here through like one or two choices? How could I have been so poor in my judgment? And I just feel like that's me. If you're a guy, you probably understand. If you're a girl, probably have no idea what I'm saying. So apologies. Question three. Name three big animals. Okay. A whale, an elephant, and to you listening right now, your mom. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. That was mean. I'm just playing. Yeah. Let's just keep going. Man, I'm speed running through these things. Like, it hasn't even been, I don't even think it's been like 5 minutes. But something I could share with you guys, a quick little fun story. Oh, I don't even remember writing this down, but I was robbed of being prom king my senior year of high school. Yeah, I'm still sick about that to this day. I am still this super sick about that. Just break down the scene. 2020, senior year of high school. I can't even remember what month it was, or like what month I was supposed to have prom and stuff. You know, everyone does the thing where they ask the girls to, you know, with the signs, like, blah, 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 blah. I feel like that season was like coming up and then COVID happened. But I remember telling everyone that, like, this year, like, I'm going to run and win for prom king, because like prom king and queen are only big in movies, like High School Musical and all these corny shows about high school and movies about high school. Like in real life, it is literally not important and nobody cares, which is why I thought I was definitely going to win if I just tell a bunch of people to vote for me. Because the only reason I wanted to win, I kid you not, was not to flex it to my friends, because like again, nobody cares about this in real life. It was purely to tell my kids that I'll have in the future that your dad back in the day won prom king. Like literally, that was my only like motivator. Because growing up in a kid, you kind of think it's a big deal. But then as you actually in high school, you realize it's not. But like when you're growing up a little bit, like early elementary school, like whatever, like you think it's so cool. Like, I want to be prom king. Oh my gosh, you're that guy, you're that girl, whatever. That's the sole reason I want it. Like when my kids are like 6, 7, 8 years old, I could tell them like, yeah, you know, your dad was prom king back in the day. Like, ask your mom. So that's literally my only reason. And I definitely wholeheartedly knew I was going to win. Just had to do a little promo, tell a couple people, and boom, Carlos is your new prom king. But COVID robbed me of that. So shout out COVID, for not only stealing my final years of high school, I mean my final months of high school, but stealing a couple good moments from me. So shout out, bro. Yeah. Man, am I a good yapper or what, chat? What do we got going on in the world? Let's talk about it. What do I have here? Trump almost got shot. I mean, he did get shot at, but he almost died, I should say, which is crazy work. Glad he didn't die. You know, don't think he deserves death. I'm pretty sure that kid got eliminated, if I'm correct. So yeah, shout out Trump. What else? Biden dropped out. To the people who care about politics, let's get it out the way. Trump almost got shot. Biden dropped out. Don't really know what that means. I'm just gonna say something that's been on my mind for a minute. Biden's been getting roasted like nonstop, and I might have to say rightfully so, but I'll be honest, a part of me just feels so bad for him. Like, the dude is 90,000 years old and is running a country. And it's like, I feel so immensely bad sometimes when the whole internet is just roasting him. Because if I have to say it, I'll say it. However old he is, like, I think he's like 86 or something. But like, I don't know exactly what it takes to run the country, but I promise Biden at 86 is doing a better job than most of us would be doing at 86. So it's kind of just like when I see him getting roasted all the time because he like introduces like his friends as other people, or like he just says something so absurdly wrong and it's hilarious. But like a part of me does feel bad because like I don't feel like he deserves to be get like become like a meme for the whole world to laugh at when he's just clearly like old age. And not to mention, it's not like he just like volunteered to be president. People literally voted for bro to be president. And then now the whole country's mad he's president, which is like a slight, I feel that's just like a slight, I don't even know what the word is. Like, just like, do y'all get what I'm saying? Like, y'all put him there and then you're mad he's there and that he's too old. Like, did you not guys think of this when, like, did you? All right, you know what? Let's stray away from politics before I get almost shot myself. what else is going on in the world? Central C, Ice Spice, and Madeline. A big shift of what we just went from politics to like hip hop TikTok drama. Yeah, my boy Central C did his girl pretty dirty, I will not lie. All thanks to Ice Spice, which we talked about a little bit asked at last episode. Yeah, that's crazy. If you know, you know. We're Team Madeline out here. It's crazy because I really do listen to Central C. Like, I really do like his music. I like the UK scene vibe. Like, that should have been my place of origin, if I'm being honest. Should have been born part of the Mendham. Yeah, but moving forward, let's get a little more serious. Let's get a little more serious. What's going on in my life right now? Oh man, we just went from like the North Pole to the South Pole real quick. What is going on in my life right now? I am still just learning to Man, I don't mean to be silent for so long. I'm trying to figure out how to word this. What is going on with my life right now? I feel like I should just say that I'm still building a foundation that's solid and rooted in Jesus. I have been hit with some things this year that I did not see coming in the slightest. Probably, if you ask me in like January 1st, 2024, what are like some of the worst things that have a slight chance of happening to me that would ruin my life? It's like everything I would have said did happen. And I'm just in the process of I don't even know how to word this, guys. Like, I am finding out who Carlos really is. And what I mean by that is I am finding out flaws and cracks in my foundation and just things about myself that have been offending God, things that just aren't right, things that need to be fixed and need to be addressed that I clearly was just avoiding, or things I was just completely blind to before. And I had like, shout out Ryan, because I remember this conversation with you specifically in the beginning of the year. Is like, I had like a word for the beginning of the year, and it was like conquer. Like, I just wanted to conquer everything. Like, I feel like I was in a good position. I was finally getting to like a good place in my life, and then things were moving and the ball was rolling, and I had a lot of this momentum, and I was like, you know what, I'm coming for everything this year, this and that. Like, I'm coming for it all. Like nothing is stopping me this year. I felt like I was like, this might be like a crazy analogy or an example or whatever, but I felt like I was like Lightning McQueen about to enter like a race in a Grand Prix. Like, I was about to start a race or getting ready to warm up for a race. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is me. Like, this is all me right here. Like, I'm going to win this, and I'm going to win it easily. And I'm coming for everybody. And like, yeah, I'm going to show everybody who I am. And I kind of feel like, in a way, God was like, whoa, 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 buddy. You're not Lightning McQueen. You're not even ready for the big leagues in this race. You're not even ready for this race. You're not ready for the big leagues. Why don't we take a look in a real mirror and see what we really are? And I'm just like a beat 2006 Toyota Corolla with like 300,000 miles on it. And it's like, I thought I was like this fast Lightning McQueen, like Ferrari type car. And God is like, whoa, 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 buddy. Like, I love that you want to conquer everything and that, you know, but like, I have to show you who you really are first, because we have to rebuild. We have to make you become that like fast car that you desire to be, that you will need to be in order to win things and to conquer things and to bring glory to me and things like that. And it's like, that's come with a lot of struggles this year, a lot of battles this year, probably more so in this first 7 months of the year, more than the rest of my life combined. And I'm appreciative of that, because I understand God just wants the best for me. And sometimes I have to go through things that I have to go through things that I feel like I don't deserve to go through. I have to deal with people leaving my life that I never wanted to leave my life. people disrespecting me, people just like violating me, you know, hurting my feelings, just treating me and going through situations that I don't think I deserve to go through, or I would have never thought that I'd have to go through. And I mean, yeah, that's a little what I'm going through. I'm in the process of just finding the right foundations, building the right foundations, and just learning who Carlos really is. Like, you know, strip away everything, all the materialistic things, partners, friends, like just strip away everything. Like, who is Carlos? And just rewiring myself to be the person I will need to be in order to conquer everything. Yeah, so that's just me opening up a little bit about myself. I've had to remind myself a lot that God is with me even when I feel alone, that in the middle of my storm, he's there, always with me. And I'm not even like saying this for like a podcast. I'm just like saying this for myself, honestly. But hey, if there's anyone listening, if you're listening right now and you're just, maybe you're like me and you might be dealing with something right now that you think people think you're over, or you're dealing with just something nobody knows about or that people know about, but you just feel like you're still alone. Like, I just want to say, like, you're not. And, you know, me saying that, you might be like, oh, yeah, I know, and I don't know. I know God is good, blah, 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 blah. But I still feel alone sometimes, and I still feel lonely. And I just want to say, like, me too. I know God. I know he will never abandon me. I know he's always with me. But sometimes it just does feel like I am alone. And I do feel lonely. And to you listening right now, if that's you, maybe that's not you, but I guarantee you, if you're not going through anything like this, you'll eventually go through something like this. You're just not alone. You're not the only person dealing with what you're dealing with. The devil likes to make it seem like you're the only person dealing with what you're dealing with, and that he just wants to keep you in a mindset of isolation, because he knows that if you isolate yourself and you turn away from your community and you turn away from people who can help you, like, things will only get worse. So that's what he wants to keep you in. He wants to keep you in a mental battle, because your mind is the battlefield that's the most chaotic, and that's where the enemy wants to keep the battle. Low-key feel like I dropped a dime for y'all, dropped a gem, but who knows? I probably already knew that. If you haven't been able to tell from this episode or last episode, I feel like I'm the young buck out of my friends, which I am grateful for. But what I mean by that is, like, I feel like the friends I have around me are so much more mature and grown in their faith, and just so wise and so, like, more well-rounded when it comes to scripture. And I really desire and dream to be just like them. And I'm so happy I have them in my lives, man. And if you're listening to this right now and you think that, like, hey, could he be talking about me? Does the shoe fit? I just want to say, if you're thinking that, if you're even thinking that, it probably is about you. And I'm so grateful for you, man, and or girl. And yeah. Let's keep just trying to run it up together, man, and just do life together. I'm really thankful for you. Yeah. I don't really know how long this episode is going to be. Like I said, I'm kind of just preaching to myself at this point. I have a couple of scriptures that I saved for when I talk about this. So let me just go to it real quick to see. Hopefully this just helps anyone. Hopefully this just, if you got to this far in the episode, that, like, just maybe one of these could just help you for a split second during your day or your week, or, and, you know, let's just get into it. You know, this is just like for when you're feeling alone, just reminding you you're not. That's what these group of verses are. And it's Joshua 1:9, and it goes, "This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Joshua 1:5, "No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you." Man, these scriptures are they're hitting a little bit. And I read these already, but it's like reading them right now kind of hit a little bit. And 1 Chronicles 28:20, it says, "Be strong and courageous and do it. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, is with you. He will not leave you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished." Psalm 94:14, "The Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his special possession." That's you. You're his special possession. Isaiah 41:10, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." Man, Isaiah be spitting, man. Yeah, I gotta go read Isaiah. Matthew 28:20, "And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Those were a couple verses I looked up just like when you're feeling alone to remind you that you're not. And honestly, to remind myself that I'm not alone and that God is always with me in my storms. In my back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back storms, he is always with me. And he's always with you no matter what storms you're going through, no matter what it is you're going through right now, whether you're in like the highest peak of your life right now or you're like in the lowest valley right now, God is with you through it all, and you just got to keep him the main thing. And that, you know, he wouldn't throw anything your way that you can't handle. So, you know, as James would say, be happy you're going through these trials. Be grateful you're going through these trials, because that means the building up of your faith and testing of your faith, and be happy. And that's W scripture from James. That's W advice from James. But, you know, sometimes it's just a lot easier said than done. But, yeah. Clearly, God wants to bring something out of you, which is why you're currently facing with what you're facing. And if you're not facing anything, doesn't mean he doesn't want to bring anything out of you. Still loves you. I guarantee it won't be all good and happy forever, though. So just prepare for those lean times. I don't know how long this episode has been. I'm trying to look at my little recorder. 29 minutes? No way. Oh my gosh, I am a certified yapper. Oh my gosh, 30 minutes? I thought it was like 15. Yeah. If you made it this far to the episode, chances are you have my number. So text me. Text me. What could y'all text me? I can't even know what y'all text me. Text me Deadpool and the number 30. Deadpool 30. Text me Deadpool 30 so I know you got this deep into the episode. And looking back at it, I'll probably be slightly discouraged when nobody texts me Deadpool 30. But yeah, just text me Deadpool 30 so I know you got this deep into this, but I know you're a real one. Yeah, guys, didn't have too much for this episode. Hopefully this is like one of the more last episodes that I don't have anything planned. I just had to put something out there for you guys. Yeah. Next episode, if everything goes according to plan, I have a friend coming on who will give you guys the craziest breakup scandal thing story of all time. I kid you not, like that, I can't wait for someone to hear it because it's literally like a movie. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, like, you know, breakups and relationships ending and like how we've dealt with that, how me and this person have dealt with that, and the mistakes we've made dealing with that, and the right decisions we made dealing with that, and just how scripture says to deal with these things. So if fingers crossed, that's what the next episode is about. And if it's not, then I really just teased y'all. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I appreciate y'all tuning in. We're going to end this episode off with a prayer. And, you know, hopefully I made you smile or anything at this point, man. If you just even cracked a grin, I'll take that. If these verses helped you, I'm so grateful. And yeah, literally, guys, please give me your feedback and give me your honest take. Like, don't just say, like, oh, my gosh, I love listening to it. Thank you. Like, it was a blah, 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 just because I'm your friend. Like, if you think I could do better, if you didn't really enjoy it, like, literally tell me, please. I plan to upload, like, 2 episodes a week. I feel like I should. I feel like I have no excuse not to. So, yeah. Let's get into the prayer, guys. All right, here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to start off this prayer by giving you a shout of praise, God. And just let you know, God, that we need you, God, more than we can ever imagine, God. You are the Almighty, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, God. You are so, so, so good to us, God. We don't deserve you. We don't deserve anything you've given us, God. But you love us so much that you treat us as if we deserve everything around us, God. And God, we can't thank you enough, God. We just want to give you a shout of praise, God, a shout of honor, God. Like, where would we be without you, God? We're so, so, so fortunate that we have a father like you, God, who cares, who loves us, God, who calls us his children, God. And God, I just want to pray for anyone listening. I pray that they, you know, whether they're in the car, whether they're at home, whether they're in the gym, whether they're wherever they may be listening to this, God, that you just show them a side of you today, God. Show them a glimpse of you today, God. Show them you in a new way today, God, that they may not have been accustomed to, God. Just shower them with your love, God. Just let the Holy Spirit hug them, God, that they just don't know why they feel so good right now, that they don't know why they just feel so happy and they just feel so joyful right now, God, that their soul just feels rested, God. And just, but let them know that it's you, Lord. Just let them know that they are not alone, God, that you are always shining down upon us, God, that you are a father and you're just hugging us like your children, God, that this person can see a different perspective of what they're going through, a different angle of what they're going through, God, that they can just keep going, God, with whatever they're going through, God. Whether they're in the lowest valley or on the tallest mountain, God, that just they keep you in the center of all things, God, that you remind them that you're not alone, God, that they're never alone, God, that you're always with them, God. And just always guide them, protect them, and just give them their daily bread today, God. And that I can keep going, God. I just want to pray that I can keep going with these episodes, God. It is something I really kind of enjoy doing. And you know I love yapping, God, so this is pretty great, and hopefully I can keep it going. In Jesus' name, amen.